You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And a great afternoon to everyone out there. John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn again today.
Mm-hmm. Good to be with you, John Peterson, Gordy Young. Cal is producing us today, it's a beautiful day where we're broadcasting from in Madison, along State Street. We've got some sunshine, a few clouds, and it's looking pretty good, I think, across most of Wisconsin today.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good day all around the state.
Yep. Filling in for Maggie again today and for the rest of this week, and she'll be back on Monday.
Now, we got Mike McCabe, a Substack author and blogger there. He's coming back again at about 3:35 this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Nero and and Rome is burning.
Yeah.
So that has a lot to do with what's happening today, I would assume.
Yes.
I'm getting the feeling back in my face I had a crown replaced.
Just in between the morning show that we did this morning in Madison and this afternoon show for Maggie, you had dental work.
I did, I have a temporary in right now. But, I'm just beginning to feel again. My cheek.
So the pain is coming back now.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be painful, but we'll find out. I'll be screaming a little bit later on. So,
well,
if that happens,
try to turn the mic down a little bit when you do that.
Hey,
okay.
Look, I've got a consumer tip here for everybody.
Do
okay,
you?
Yeah,
okay.
Because you know I'm into the high tech stuff. I know what's going on out there. I'm a consumer advocate. Okay,
you are.
All right. So I went in and I got some crowns. Put in.
Yeah.
And these one-day crowns, you might have heard about these, the one-day crowns. You go in, you don't have to get the shots again and another day down the line, but you get these one-day crowns. The thing is, they found out, I found this out from my dentist, if they found out that you're not supposed to put them in like the molars, the back teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the teeth that take the most pressure because they will break.
Mm.
They won't last.
The one-day crowns.
Yeah, so one-day crowns do not last. So whatever you do, get the regular crowns for those back teeth, and, the one-day crowns are for decorative reasons.
Okay, well.
Maybe add a few teeth.
We appreciate that consumer advice, It's good for you.
Well, thanks.
I'm glad you're a consumer advocate for the dental world.
Well, I'm thinking about
now.
Everybody out there that's trying to make that decision. Should I get the, same-day crowns or not?
Right.
You know, don't.
Don't
do it.
Okay.
If they're in the back teeth. Okay.
Good to know.
All right.
Phone lines are open here, the Civic Media Radio Network. You can give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And, since we're filling in for Maggie all week long, we were discussing whether we should take some, maybe make some legal opinions and legal advice because neither of us are lawyers.
No.
But, if that's what people want from the Maggie Dawn show, we could offer our advice freely. We don't know anything about the law, really.
Well, look at Pete Hegseth. He doesn't know anything about the military, yet
he's
in
charge
of defense.
Yeah.
What the hell, right? Look, everybody's used to getting legal opinions on this show.
Right.
So why don't we just, throw them out there, if anybody needs a legal opinion, we can
call
make
us.
One up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like most lawyers do.
What? No. Maggie doesn't do that. She knows what she's talking about.
She knows Jim Santel. He'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have attorney Jim Santel. And as you mentioned, a little bit later on, we'll have Mike McCabe. We're watching CNN.
It's a replay, I guess, of their hearings this morning. weird the signs they have in front of each one of these individuals, right?
Right.
The Honorable Kash Patel, right? Really? Well, Honorable.
This is a different committee we're watching.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. They've got it all going on there. We'll just keep monitoring. This thing seems to go, grow. The group chat fallout is continuing from the, what is it called? The signal gate, we're calling it now.
Yeah. The signal chat release. You know why it's growing? I think it's because the administration keeps lying about it. And we're covering the lies now. We're dissecting the lies and proving them to be incorrect.
Well, and President Trump, he came out with saying that this is not classified
it's
information.
It's not classified, yeah.
So Jeffrey Goldberg, the columnist from The Atlantic, released the signal chat because it's not classified.
Absolutely.
So he might as well release it. So now we have exactly what the chat was all about.
Right. Could you cue up 243? Cut 243. This is... a clip of Jeffrey Goldberg talking about it on MSNBC earlier, and why not? You know, I mean, the president himself said it wasn't classified, even though everyone else says it is.
Okay.
So Jeffrey Goldberg said, hey, here it is.
Let's take a listen.
You decide.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, we didn't do this lightly. And all yesterday, we were asking our contacts across the administration, national security complex, CIA, DNI, et cetera, do you have any, since the president has declared this unclassified and since the DNI, since the head of the CIA said there's nothing sensitive or nothing classified in these documents, we just want to make sure that you don't have specific objections to this kind of information, this information going out in public. The White House issued us an anodyne statement late last night saying they think that some of this is sensitive and they would rather not have it out there, but there was no objections to specific details. We did redact one piece of information because we felt on our own that we felt it was best to do, and the CIA asked us. But, you know, at a certain point, the administration is saying that there's nothing classified or secret or sensitive in these. So at a certain point, I just felt, you know, let our readers decide for themselves. Read these texts that I got sitting in my car on my phone in a Safeway parking lot 2 hours before the attack launched. Oh, and you tell me if this seems like good operational security. You know, and really, I really mean it. Let the readers decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sitting out in a Safeway parking lot.
Well, wasn't doing anything else. He was just checking his phone.
I guess when you get, you know, a signal chat.
Yeah.
Like this, I would sit out in the parking lot a while myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and now everybody knows what was in the chat.
And, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can decide for yourself. Yeah. So.
All right. And, but, you know, again, this is growing because everybody's out there lying from the administration. Everybody is lying about this, and it's so crazy. They're really attacking the messenger, Jeffrey Goldberg, in this case, like Mike Waltz. He's the national security advisor, and he was out on Laura Ingraham's show. Of course, you know, you would go to the better shows.
Yeah, right? Go to Fox.
The most credible shows ever.
Laura Ingraham.
That's where I would go to, you know, speak the truth.
Yeah, right.
So this is 244, cut 244, and it's Mike Waltz talking about, he's ripping into Jeffrey Goldberg, not just talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's really taking a shot at him. This is incredible stuff. And by the way, everything he says is a lie, and I'm saying that for those out there who are hopeless cult members, like CJ. All right, let's play this.
I don't know anything about Signal. I wasn't involved in this, but I just heard about it. And I hear it's used by a lot of groups. It's used by the media a lot. It's used by a lot of the military, and I think successfully. But sometimes somebody can get onto those things. That's one of the prices you pay when you're not sitting in the Situation Room. I always say you have to learn from every experience. I think it was very unfair the way they attacked Michael. He's a good Michael person. The person that was on just happens to be a sleazebag. So maybe that's just coincidence.
Yeah.
Despite the apparent vote of confidence from the president, Waltz did have to go on TV in the last hour to defend himself. You know, Laura, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but of all the people out there, somehow this guy who has lied about the president, who has lied to Gold Star families, lied to their attorneys, and gone to Russia hoax, gone to just all kinds of lengths to lie and smear the president of the United States. And he's the one that somehow gets on somebody's contact and then gets sucked into this group.
All right, first of all, Goldberg didn't lie about any of the things that Walt says he lied about.
Right.
Second of all, the somehow, like he somehow got sucked in this group, is doing a lot of work here. But bracketing the slander of the guy that Waltz himself apparently added to the chat, if he's really the cretin you say, doesn't it only make it worse that he's being texted war plans? Doesn't it make it worse that you're using Signal, which apparently is so insecure that this scumbag, as you describe him, just hopped in? I mean, think about it for like 10 seconds. Give it 10 seconds of thought.
A whole 10 seconds. Give it that. At least, right? And, you know, Hanks had disclosed the Signal chat, and he said it wasn't classified information, right?
Right, yeah.
But it's the actual operation. It's the operation before it even took place.
Yes.
I mean, they were out there. They were talking about this.
Yeah, it was a rundown of the whole thing.
And according to the U.S. defense officials, it is safe to say that anybody in uniform would be court-martialed for what happened. We don't provide that level of information on unclassified systems like Signal. Mm-hmm. If we did, it would be wholly irresponsible. My most junior analyst would know not to do this.
This was according to a U.S. defense official.
Yeah. It also disproves the claim that war plans were not discussed on the chain of the chat.
Right. Yes. So they were, and Jeffrey Goldberg was invited by somebody. I mean, they were trying to say he hacked into it at one point.
Yeah.
He didn't hack into it. He was invited. He was part of the chat group.
He was just there, and no one questioned his initials.
No.
Anyway, who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
So these are the top intelligence officials.
In charge right now.
In charge.
Right now.
Of the U.S. defense
letting
strategy.
Letting this stuff out there.
Yeah. All right there. Okay.
And, of course, the other people who are retired or still in office someplace, undisclosed, of course, are saying it is top security stuff here.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just getting warmed up this afternoon. John Peterson, Gordy Young filling in for Maggie Dawn. Phone lines are open if you'd like to jump in. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with more in just a moment on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good to have some popcorn during the program here. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
We're John and Gordy in the morning. We're doing the afternoons for Maggie.
We do mornings in Madison at WMDX, so double duty all this week for us.
You can always find us on the Civic Media app as well. You can just program it in the mornings if you'd like. And if you want a dose of politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were playing my popcorn there, and talking about getting some popcorn, but you just had dental work. You don't want to mess it all up with popcorn.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we don't have anything here in the vending machine or anything.
Well, I've got some snacks lined up, man. I'm really starved.
Mm-hmm. You can join us here, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Okay. And
well, you know, we were talking about, you know, this thing blowing up. You know, this group chat thing keeps getting worse and worse, and only because the administration is lying about it, and we're covering the lies, and we're talking about that, and we're tracking all the lies down.
Yeah, SignalGate.
I don't know. I don't know why they keep doing this. Right? We're just going to keep hashing it over and over and over again. But we do have at least Jimmy Kimmel. Late night host.
Mm-hmm.
He had a few comments about, you know, these security officials. I guess we put it in quotes.
Sure.
All right. So why don't we get to Jimmy Kimmel here? You all set, ready to go here, Cal?
I think he says.
Right, let's do it.
Okay.
Crazy mistake by any definition, but you have to remember Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of Defense, 3 months ago was a weekend host on Fox and Friends. So when his former partner on air, his old co-worker, Will Cain, got the story, he made the choice to look at the bright side of it.
If you look at the actual content of what was reported, if you look at how they discuss potential strikes on Houthis in Yemen, what you will see is dialogue between Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and many more in a very collaborative, open, honest, team-based attempt to come to the right decision after years of secrecy and incompetence. If you read the content of these messages, I think you'll come away proud that these are the leaders making these decisions in America.
If you read the content of these messages, the point is we're not supposed to read the content of these messages. That is a heck, I have to hand it to him. Spin. Meanwhile, these guys are so far up Trump's butt. On Friday, Pete Hegseth dropped by the White House to show off the new military plane they're naming in honor of, guess who, our 47th president.
We've had the F-15, we have had the F-16, the F-18, the F-22, the F-35. Now we have the F-47, which sends a very direct, clear message.
It does? It does. You hear that, China? Our planes go up to 47 now. It's Spinal Tap the administration. F-47 sounds more like a vanity plate you get if you wanted everybody to know you don't like Donald Trump. F-47 could be our version of Let's Go Brandon. And then we have co-president Musk, who had an all-hands meeting with Tesla employees to reassure them that everything is going to be possibly, maybe, okay.
So Teslas will be available worldwide. So overall, you know, it's good. If you read the news, it feels like, you know, Armageddon. No. So I was like, I can't walk past the TV without seeing a Tesla on fire. Like, what's going on? You know, some people, it's like, listen, I understand if you don't want to buy our product, but you don't have to burn it down. That's a bit unreasonable, you know. Like, this is psycho. Stop being psycho. Okay.
Yeah. Stop being psycho. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your own instructions. Oh, man. You know, you listen to him talk. You listen to his messages.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe this guy is tearing apart our federal government, the one we grew up with, the one we know so well, the one we depend on.
He has no governmental experience.
None.
At all.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And all of these small cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there an old saying like that?
What? Small cuts.
Yeah.
Death by a thousand cuts.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what's happening to our country right now. This guy is just destroying everything. I mean, you know, food programs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Environmental programs, research on medical devices, new devices and new drugs.
USAID.
All of this stuff.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, Social feeding
Security.
The hungry.
Yeah.
All these little things. And Social Security, of course, you know, getting rid of the offices or making people go to the offices, even though they're closing a lot of them up.
Mm-hmm.
And they did come up with a reason, an excuse, an interview with a tech guy about some of the fraud that's taken place over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't want people to call in and change their addresses or change their account numbers because of it. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, we've survived this long. They find these people, these fraudsters. This is not something where we need to take a hatchet to it and put all these people in limbo. And people don't know what's going to happen next. Everybody has this tension level now in this country. And that happened the last time he was president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was such a relief – not to have him as president anymore. Here we go. And this is worse than it ever was.
Well, and this time they're going by Project 2025, and they came in and signing all the presidential orders, and especially with Social Security, you know, downsizing and getting rid of all those people, and closing some of the offices, and affecting the lives of elderly, disabled folks, and people that really need the help, and making it even tougher for them to, you know, make phone calls. They have to go into the offices that are still open, sometimes having to travel an hour or two. It's awful.
It's really almost impossible.
Creating chaos.
And, you know, and we brought it up yesterday, and I think the media is starting to turn onto this, and the fact that Project 2025 requires the administration to use Signal because it limits the amount of time these chats exist.
Right.
It wipes them off.
Right.
And the whole point is, of course, to not have any paper trail at all, any kind of digital trail.
Right.
So they can do anything they want. And that letter, of course, I read yesterday said they could destroy the country without a paper trail.
Yeah.
No one will know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything they want by doing everything on Signal.
Scary stuff. No doubt about it.
Well, it is scary. It is. I'm afraid right now. I'm going to curl up in the corner of the room again.
Don't do that. We need you to stay up here close to the microphone.
Hey, I want to talk about voting in Wisconsin. There seems to be a problem here. You know, Trump signed an executive order requiring a proof of citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
But it does not affect Wisconsin. I want to get into the details of that in just a few moments.
We'll get to that and more on the Civic Media Radio Network. John Peterson, Gordy Young, filling in for Maggie Dawn. Give us a call during the break here. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back in mere moments on the Civic Media Radio.
This is the John and Gordy Watchtower, filling in for Maggie Dawn.
That's right. Maggie's off this week. We are in this week for Maggie.
Yeah.
We normally do the morning show and at WMDX in Madison.
The mothership, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're broadcasting from this afternoon, filling in for Maggie.
And we apologize for not having the studio chat line up so we could at least know that we had phone calls. We apologize to everybody who's been sitting there for 8 hours since this morning, okay. I suppose.
Maybe a few minutes.
Okay. Well, first, let's go to the first person who called, and that is Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, how you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mark.
Doing okay, guys. I see where Fox News is even punishing people that are trying to be honest because apparently one of their commentators has been, you know, reporting on defense issues for, I think it's like 25 years, is Jennifer Griffin. Apparently she's been kind of suspended because she was commenting rather forcefully and correctly on this.
Mm-hmm.
This foobar that, you know, has been taking place with this whole Signal chat thing that, and, you know, the whole thing that they're, you know, trying to cover it up now and not cover it up and, you know, watch Trump go, well, no, it should be classified, so we're going to punish anybody who talked about this issue, you know, because it should have been classified. And it is just one big, huge mess.
So now he's saying it's classified? Trump is saying it's classified?
See that happening. They'll decide that it's classified now and try to take back his classification.
I can't keep up. I just can't keep up.
I know. It's crazy. Mark, thank you for that call.
Yeah,
yes,
thanks for the update. So he makes everybody, you know, wrong at this point, right?
He said it should have been classified, but it wasn't.
So Jeffrey Goldberg, arrest him. Off of his head. My God.
Let's go to the next line here. Jack has been waiting patiently, calling from Merrimack.
Jack in Merrimack.
Yep. Jack, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I've got two things. First of all, This constantly accusing somebody of lying is straight out of the Nazi playbook. It was, I believe, Hitler's minister of propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, who stated, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. Yeah. And the second thing I have to say, and I'm paraphrasing here, is from a historian who studied the Nazis extensively by the name of Hannah Arendt. And Arendt stated, and as I say, I'm paraphrasing here, but the basic concept is the purpose of all this lying is not so that everybody believes the lie. It's just so that there's so much that nobody knows what to believe anymore. And the second half of that is such a people who do not know, cannot tell the truth from lies. You can do anything. And that's where we're at.
That's exactly where we're at. Yes. Yes. I hope my friend in Milwaukee is getting that message. My cult member friend in Milwaukee. I've known him since the 60s, you know. Like, we've got a history, but...
We haven't heard from him in a while, though.
He's gone to the cult.
Yeah.
And, of course, CJ is out there, you know, floating around with the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm. Jack, thank you for that call. Yeah. Let's move on to Joe calling from Madison this afternoon. Good afternoon, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, let the fun begin. I mean, like, we haven't had enough with all the lying... Let me add a little bit more. I just wanted to turn the page to just a tiny bit. We can return, of course, but I wanted to just give a quick update on Greenland because I found this just absolutely wonderful, not necessarily good, but wonderful in terms of the humor side of it. Mrs. Vance is supposed to be going to Greenland by herself with her son to hang out and see a dog sled race, just that kind of thing, you know, tour the site, that sort of thing. And that is all rapidly collapsing in the most wonderful, hysterical way. First off, no more dog sled. That ain't happening. And they can't find anything for her to do. And her husband is going to be joining her now. And the line that he said is just so terrific. This is from a Newsweek article. He said, "There has been so much excitement about Yusha's visit to Greenland this Friday that I decided I didn't want her to have all that fun by herself. So I'm going to join her." And then as you read the article, the head of the Greenland government just said, "We have not extended any visits, private or official." And they are apparently pulling them away from any kind of intersection with the local communities. And instead, they're taking them out to the U.S. air base, the one that we have by treaty with Denmark. And Petafik, I believe, is the name of that. So they're just going to be meeting service people and touring the airbase. No dog sled race at all. And they had said
they have a gift shop at those airbases, don't they?
I'm sure they have gift shops. Yeah.
Yeah, pick up one of those. Pick up a red hat that says "Make America Go Away."
Yeah, yeah. Those are the new hats.
Yeah,
they have
those
are
the hats they have there.
Yeah. Joe, thank you for that call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Phone lines are back opening here. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. John?
Yeah, too bad that trip didn't go so well. I mean, it was well planned out. Now JD's going along and, you know.
And changes the plans a little bit, but I'm sure he'll have a good time.
And ask him to pick up a hat for us.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about this new...
What?
Attempt to screw up the election. Oh. All elections, right? But mostly, this is pertaining only to federal elections, really. And that is Trump signed an executive order attempting to tighten the rules around elections in every state. Now, I didn't know they could actually do this. I think it's illegal. They really can't do this. It's up to the states, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is focused on federal elections.
Well, yeah, so only federal elections.
Which means presidential.
But the scary part is, you know, you got to show some sign of that you were born in this country.
Right.
Okay. You have to show a birth certificate. But here's the part that scares the daylights out of me. After all the information we're hearing about Elon, the order mandates the Social Security Commissioner must share federal databases with state and local election officials verifying the eligibility of registered voters and those attempting to register. Now, listen to this. This is part that gets me a little angry. It also changes, the way this process is handled, because now it is being run through Elon's Department of Government Efficiency to review state voter registration lists.
Well, he's getting into everything.
How is he getting into everything?
Because the president lets him.
I mean, this guy has already gotten into all our personal information everywhere. Mm-hmm. At all the departments he's closed out, he knows each and every one of us, all our purchasing power, the whole thing. And now he's going to be looking at the voter rolls to make sure that we're, you know, the thing is, they'll just pull people off these voter rolls without any proof. They've done this to Social Security. They've done this to everybody, all the departments. And now they're going to go after the voters and make it difficult for the voters to go out there. We'll probably get a notification in the mail saying we found that you're a fraud and you can't vote anymore.
Well, and he can take all that information over to his platform X. And monitor that, or toss you off of X, or put special things directed at you because he has information about what you may be looking for. All of that.
It's crazy stuff. And putting Doge in charge of the election rolls.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
That's way. That's so far over the top. I can't even handle it anymore. Okay, so, but I just want to reassure everybody that this does not pertain to Wisconsin at all. Election Commissioner Ann Jacobs sent out a little memo explaining all of that. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race is a state race, not a federal race, so don't worry about anything. Okay. The executive order focuses on the National Voting Rights Act. And by the way, the National Voting Rights Act registration form is prohibited in this state.
Okay.
You can't fill it out, so you're not ever going to be a part of that. So you don't ever have to worry about showing a birth certificate unless the legislature decides they want to require that, and it's not going to pass muster with Governor Evers. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's
okay. Well, that's good to know.
That's an update on that. I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that they can still go out to vote. They don't have to get out their birth certificate for any particular reason.
We can breathe a little easier there. thank you. Thank you, John.
You know what I'm kind of worried about here is that maybe we're letting Elon get off easy. Remember, he's giving away $100 for signing a petition?
Well, I heard about this. Yeah, $100. Yeah, what happened with that? What's going on?
Isn't that crazy? Because, you know, he wants people to sign a petition about, you know, activist judges. Mm. Are you for him or against him? Sign this petition. Mm. And he gives you $100. Now, I'm thinking we could really kind of make some money here, you know?
Really?
Right? I mean, you could have your entire family sign this petition, make $400 just like that, $300.
Yeah.
Why not take his money? I mean, he's already got our information.
Mm-hmm.
He's been through every department. except for maybe Costco's department.
He's put a lot of money into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race for Brad Schimmel,
right?
Yeah, over
$12 million over that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Now, you would have to think that Brad Schimmel may owe Elon something, right?
A little favor here and there,
$12 million. It's crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, Susan Crawford, I think it's
not doing it
just
for
over
nothing.
Maybe over $1 million, million and a half or something like that. Mm-hmm. Even George Soros should, you know, open up his pocketbook a little bit, maybe even pay us, you know. I haven't gotten a check from George Soros, even though I've been accused of getting paid by him protesting the Act 10.
Still waiting for that money. Huh?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
In a little while, we'll be talking with Mike McCabe, our friend and Substack blogger. He's also an author, has a great book out there, Miracles Along County Q. He'll be in here in our next hour. Meantime, we're taking your calls at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
Well, and this is kind of interesting, too, because, you know, they're going after the lawyers and law firms in this country. You know, Trump issued a memorandum instead of a executive order. I'm not quite sure the difference now, but a memorandum.
Why are they going after lawyers and law firms? What's the deal with this?
Because he uses them, and if they're not working for him, then he's not for them. He's against them.
Okay.
And he's told Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek sanctions against lawyers challenging the administration in court. So the memo begins, lawyers and law firms that engage in actions that violate the laws of the United States or rules governing attorney conduct must be efficiently and effectively held accountable. Efficiently? Seems a little wordy here. A bit of a word salad for some reason. The memo aims to hold attorneys and law firms accountable for unethical conduct when litigating against the federal government or pursuing baseless partisan attacks. And they're all baseless partisan attacks, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So unsurprisingly, it specifically calls out litigation that threatens election integrity. So any of these laws, now this executive order, basically saying you have to show a birth certificate if it's a federal election, it's all unlawful. None of this stuff is legal.
No.
And he's doing it, and he keeps doing it. He's going to get sued again, and it's going to go before a judge, and they're going to sue the judges. I think the House, didn't the House have some, they were talking about getting rid of the courts. The courts is, the federal courts.
They're talking about getting rid of the district courts.
District courts.
Yes, that's what Mike Johnson proposed that yesterday. He floated that trial balloon. And, you know, well, because not? They can get rid of the funding for the district courts. And that's his idea, or that's an idea that he is he has put out there. So we'll see where that goes, right?
Well, I doubt it's going to go too far.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But, you know, who knows? I mean, if they're trying to mess up the legal system, they're doing a good job at it so far by just, you know, throwing out, you know, they're going to throw out the district judges and get rid of the district courts. And
we're watching the country burn, and they're doing all of this stuff, all these small cuts that we have to pay attention to as well.
Death by a thousand cuts. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in a moment with more. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in this week. And boy, it's turning out to be a fantastic day.
Yeah,
it is. It's just incredible.
It's
warmer weather on the way as well.
It's a beautiful day here in Madison, where we're broadcasting from our global headquarters of the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got sunshine and nice warm temperatures. Turned out really nice. It was really cloudy this morning.
Yeah.
Lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
Why don't we get to something from Tim Walz? You know, I just, it's so refreshing to hear from Tim Walz again. He's out there plugging away. You know, I think he's going to run for president again.
He might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before it was vice president. Now, of course, it's
running
president.
Running for vice president.
The thing that bothers me about the Democrats is they should be running all the time. You know, Kamala did such a great job. She should have just kept going, right? She'd be out there right now talking about what the administration is doing wrong. I mean, there's a lot to pick from. But she isn't out there at all.
Yeah.
I think she has her sights maybe on the governorship in California, perhaps.
Possibly so, yeah.
But Tim Walz was out there in Minnesota, and I thought we'd check in with him. He said something recently about looking at Tesla stock and kind of giving him a boost each day.
Really?
Watching it go down.
Okay.
But now he's backtracking just a little bit, not really. But let's listen to this. This is Cut 241. You all set for that there, Cal? All right, let's go with it.
Tim Walz.
Look, I have been at it with this guy, and I just want to be clear. All of you know me, and it's I own this or whatever. And I told the folks last fall when I was on the 90-day Eras tour there that this was part of it, that I don't use a teleprompter, I don't speak from notes, and I try and speak from the experiences I've had with other people on this. And this guy bugs me in a way that is probably unhealthy. And but I have to be careful about being a smartass. I was making a joke. These people have no sense of humor. They are the most literal people, most literal people. But my point was they're all mad, and I, you know, said something I didn't, you know, probably shouldn't have about a company. He is, agree. So I make the case. They're all butthurt about the Tesla thing, but they don't care the disrespect they have shown to employees at the Minneapolis VA who care for our veterans, and they fire them. They don't care. So yes. So here, all of us, we will have the conversation about efficiency in government and about doing that, but none of us believe for a second they're thinking about this. Oh, we fired everybody that's dealing with Ebola. And then he went into the Oval Office wearing a hat. I don't ever want to hear anybody talk about decorum and respect or that. Wearing a hat, coming in there, richest man in the world. Again, this baby's just me. If I'm the richest man in the world, I'm like out on the streets handing out the money. It'd be fun as hell just to help people out. Help people out. Not this guy. Not this guy.
See, you don't have to sign a petition either. Just passing out money if you're the richest man in the globe.
Why not?
Good God.
Let's go to the phones here.
We got some calls here. Cam from Appleton.
Cam, go ahead with your call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. You can hear me, yeah?
Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah, clearly. Yep.
Sounded good.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So I actually work for the state of Minnesota, and I would normally be really happy to hear any audio from Waltz, but after hearing that line specifically, I'm actually a little bit agitated because he yesterday sent out a memo at the end of the workday to all state of Minnesota employees, and it became public knowledge, too. You can see it in the Star Tribune, where he is recalling all state of Minnesota employees, no more working from home forever, even though that's what our departments had all told us, is that we're going to be keeping this forever. It's clearly working. Our data shows that people are happier and more work is getting done while working from home. I'm going to be let go because I live in Appleton, and they aren't going to allow anyone that is outside of the 75-mile radius of the office to work from home, and he's giving until June 1st.
Wow.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
How did you manage to get a job in Minnesota?
I originally worked in Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. I moved here to be with my partner because she wanted to go to the University of Green Bay to pursue a career path in the DNR.
And Cam, that makes a lot of sense.
Out of school to drag her back.
Yeah, that's one of the great reasons why Governor Evers wants to keep working from home in place, because it allows a lot of people who work for the government to not have to live in Madison or Milwaukee. They could live anywhere in the state and still be a part of the government. So I sympathize with you, man. Yeah. Not everything these guys do is good. So,
sorry to hear about that. Cam, thank you for that call. We just have a minute here. Let's go to Dick from Madison. Dick, if you can keep it quick, go ahead.
That just plain sucks. Couple quick things. I think that Rubio's in trouble. He was talking from wherever he was. I think it was in Jamaica. And he actually said that none of this dust up is the media's fault. Can you imagine when the Fuhrer hears that?
Oh, that's Well, I like him getting into trouble for telling the truth.
Yeah, that won't.
That works for me.
That won't get him very far in the Trump administration. All right.
Thanks for that. We got to take a break here.
Yep. Yeah. We'll come back after the news coming up in our next hour. Also, Mike McCabe will be joining us. It's the Maggie Dawn Show with John and Gordy on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.